used throughout history as a therapeutic tool, hypnosis brings the mind into focus, channeling a sacred connection to self. In an attempt to better understand hypnosis, to observe the vast and rich array of possibilities this form of treatment can provide, I decided to undergo a regression hypnosis session of my own. Quantum healing hypnosis practitioner Wanda Amos facilitated my experience by acting as a guide through my regressed state, a mediator between myself and my subconscious. Having no idea what I would encounter or how I would feel, I prepared for the session by remaining open-minded and curious. The entirety of the session lasted a little over an hour. It was loosely divided into a past life experience, followed by an experience where I saw myself as a character in what appeared to be a very distant future life, and a fascinating interaction with what might be termed my higher self. In this episode, I focused on the vivid experience which could be viewed as a past life. I've included audio from my conversation with practitioner Wanda Amos while under regression, where an aspect of my psyche appears to have traveled to a European village in the 1700s. You'll hear Wanda guiding me through my relaxed state into the middle of the unfamiliar.
And now that the cloud has stopped at the most appropriate time and place, I want you to drift off of that cloud, back down, down, down to the surface. And as you come back down, I want you to tell me the very first thing that you see down there below you.
I'm walking around on cobblestones, and there's, looks like Europe. And there are horse-drawn carriages, nicely dressed people. It's extremely busy. There are people everywhere. And there are shops. And it's too busy for me.
And now I want you to look down at your feet for me. What are you wearing on your feet?
Simple dark brown shoes. I'm not really well-dressed, but I'm very comfortable.
What are you wearing?
It's a thick, heavy-pressed woolen jacket with buttons and some sort of dress. Almost looks like a tartan.
Does the body feel young or old?
Young. Well, my knees look young.
And male or female?
Female. You know, it's weird. It's almost like I feel very aware that I'm not from that time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm just visiting, playing a role, and it's sort of like you've got to put on the costume. Otherwise, you can't play the role.
Very interesting.
So it's almost like I went out somewhere, like behind a building, and grabbed a bunch of weird discarded items and put them on. It's almost like they don't even really match, but I think it's just because I had to find something that fit the period in a hurry. I don't know. I would almost suggest that I was time traveling, and I knew it.
That's a definite possibility. So tell me more about that. Why are you in that
place?
Why
am I here? I'm here because I'm trying to find someone. Yes, I'm looking for someone in particular. And I didn't get here through any mechanical mode of transportation.
How did you get there?
I just needed to be here, and so I was.
So is it a thought process that can take you to different places?
I'm unable to see where I was before I came here. But it's only because I just arrived here. That I just found these clothes to figure out where I'm going. Because where I'm from, people have a better mental development, so everything about them doesn't leak out into the atmosphere the way these people do.
Oh, so that's why it was so uncomfortable to be around the people.
They have no control. They're so undisciplined.
So how does one control?
Well, when they're not so afraid. These people are also afraid that all of their energy is leaking out through their joints.
So that's what makes the energy leak, is the fear?
Fear, partly, yeah. And also it's a combination of nutrition, lifestyle, and thought processes, but it allows all of their fear to leak out through their joints.
So this individual that you're looking for, why are you looking for them?
Because it's time. It's time to find them.
Have they been there for some time?
Yes.
And what was their mission?
Cultural. I think they're studying the culture.
Oh, interesting. And what would be the purpose of studying that particular culture?
A lot of things. It's a foreign mentality to ours because of the undiscipline. We consider it to be something to do with our origins.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically, it's a history project. We're learning about the development, I feel like saying our species. We're trying to see how far we've come by going literally back in time to observe it. It's not like going through history books the way we have to do everything now. We're able to actually go and time travel so that we can, we're all academics. I am part of a group of academics.
Is there a name for this group?
It looks like the word academic, but it looks like it's written in Latin or something. A-C-E-H-I-T-I-E, and there's an accent, I think, over the E, maybe. And then there's another, Litimus, L-I-T-I-U-S, or something like that. It looks like it's trying to say study of light, academic light, or something.
Interesting. In your role specifically?
I'm a pyramid. He is a circle, and I'm a pyramid. That means something to us. I go and find the people who have been dispatched to study. I'm like the epicenter.
Mm-hmm.
And there are spheres like him all over the place. And part of my job is to go and find them.
Are they easy to find?
Sometimes. Sometimes they get confused and they forget why they're there. And they become acclimatized. And you have to persuade them about who they are.
How do you do that?
You have to talk to them. There's a lot of telepathy. There's a lot of energy work. And sometimes they're really, really resistant. Sometimes they think they've fallen in love. Or sometimes they find it that they enjoy the culture for some reason. My legs are vibrating. But sometimes their bodies break down. For instance, I can feel my body starting to break down here.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to find him.
Is there anything you can do to protect yourself?
If I tell my body to hang on to my own frequency instead of, because of the empathic nature that we have or I have, it's so easy to basically drink in whatever environment you're around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very difficult when I'm in an environment that isn't conducive to my health for me to be there.
Well, let's quickly move to the point where you find this person. You're there now.
Yeah, he's in the woods somewhere. He's obviously, he realized what was going on and he moved to the outskirts of the woods so that he wouldn't disintegrate or break down or something. He's in sort of like a lean-to. Something's gone wrong with his hands. It almost looks like the arthritis that we get. And not we. I want to call them humans, but it's not like we're not humans. The original people, let's call them that. The original people get arthritis when their body breaks down because their thoughts project hate inwards.
Is it the original schematic?
Yeah, that would... Yeah, the template, the prototype.
Mm-hmm. Blueprint.
So his something has happened and he realized he had too much exposure to the original people and his hands are starting to develop arthritis.
Can you heal that in him?
Yeah. Oh, it's really hard on my heart, though, because he absorbed so much hatred. Oh.
Remember, you're perfectly designed to do this.
I just have trouble getting it. I can get it out of my heart all right, but it's hard to get it out of my throat.
Just breathe and allow yourself to do what you need to do to help this person who needs your help. And I have a sense you've fixed it.
Yeah. And it's leaving me and it's leaving him. And now the purple has returned. He has a purple cast to the top of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's glowing again. It was gone. Oh, that's nice.
So where do you need to take him?
I just need to know. Well, I thought I was supposed to take him back, but apparently, oh no, he's encountered someone in the original people that he needs to do something for, but he needs me to help him do it and then we can go back.
So let's go forward to the time when you're helping this individual that he has chosen to help.
Mm-hmm.
You're there now. And tell me what's going on.
There's something wrong with her legs. She's not a quadriplegic, but there's something wrong with her legs, and I think she's almost completely unable to move from the waist down now.
So how can you help her with that? What are the two of you going to do?
We're standing on either side of her, and we're just touching arms and legs. So he's got the left side and I've got the right side. And we're pulling her up into a standing position. And we're healing her. It's pretty good in the arms. Whoa, but it's hard to get it out of her legs. Wow. It's interesting because she's got two energies about her. One wants to heal and get it out, so the top half of her body is clearing, but it's hard to get it out of her calves to her feet because she's fighting it. She's sort of at war with herself because she doesn't want to fight it, but it's all she's ever known. So it's really difficult for her to let it go.
And you'll find the words she needs to hear to allow her to open up to the healing completely?
Peaceful induction.
Interesting. And that's allowing the healing to unfold fully?
Yeah, it's getting rid of the edema in her ankles, but it's really slow.
Let's speed up time a little bit. We can do that, so we can allow the process to go through. What are you experiencing?
Oh, well, we're trying to leave, but we don't want to leave her.
So what can you do with her?
We're taking her with us. Oh, that's interesting. It looks to the original people as though she's died. It's being told as though all that's left of her is her skins pooled on the cobblestones. But in fact, that would be the organic compound of her body, so she's died, as far as they know. But in reality, she's come with us. Her energy and consciousness has come with us.
Interesting.
So she was healed through what they would consider a death. They don't know what's actually going on.
So because they're in the full physical realm, they just see it as an ending.
They can only see as far as the physical. So they can see the healing only as her dead body remains. But in fact, all of the energy and all of her essence and consciousness has come with us. And that was her decision because she didn't want to stay with the understanding that there was so much more. And we found her to be so advanced that we brought her with us.
So what will her role be now? What will she be doing?
Experiencing everything that she wouldn't have been able to experience. So because she's consciousness, she is everywhere. So she's traveling.
And no longer confined to a body.
No, she's confined to nothing. She has access to everything. And she's so advanced that nothing confuses her in this state.
Now, when she travels, does she travel to different dimensions, different timelines?
Limitless. There's absolutely no way to describe. Things look like numbers and shapes and colors and temperature.
Is there a vehicle that she travels in?
No, she doesn't need one. She's just will. She's sheer conscious will.
After the female character from the original people was healed, my character returned with her male co-worker to their own time. The experience of these characters and the realistic landscape was extraordinarily visceral, like watching a movie with which you could interact. At this point in the regression, my psyche moved me on to the next scene in my character's story. I saw this time-traveling female return home. It looked to me like a very distant future. Wanda guides me into this next phase of my regression in our next episode. You're listening to Nature, Therapy, and Beyond with Catherine Skynot. Appreciation to our guest, Wanda Amos, practitioner of the quantum healing hypnosis technique. For instrumentals provided by Blue Dot Sessions, www.sessions.blue. And to you, thank you for listening.